KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies at 69 degrees. We look for skies to be mostly cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible, a high around 80. There is a flash flood watch in effect through 4 o'clock this afternoon for Pottawatomie, Mills, Montgomery, Fremont, and Page counties. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. In state news, Iowa's corn and soybean crops are, on average, ahead of their normal stages of growth. The USDA's latest crop conditions report issued Monday says above normal rainfall last week left Iowa farmers with just over 4 days that were suitable for field work. Record flooding occurred in portions of northeastern Iowa as more than 8 inches of rain fell in a 24-hour period in a few locations. The report places 83% of the state's corn and 82% of the soybeans in good to excellent condition. 94% of the corn crop has reached the doe stage, which is 8 days ahead of the 5-year average. Soybeans setting pods reached 96%, or about 4 days ahead of the 5-year average. The report notes that heavy rain and winds last week damaged some Iowa crops, while sudden death and white mold are causing problems in other soybean fields. The Board of Supervisors in Adair County will meet this morning during their 9 o'clock session at the courthouse in Greenfield. They'll canvass the votes of last Tuesday's special city election in Fontenelle and act on a Guthrie and Adair County Emergency Management Agency consolidation letter of support. The Adair County Supervisors will also hear from Sheriff Jeff Vandewater with regard to clarification pertaining to the jailer dispatcher and matron position classifications. Custodian Rich Wallace and Snyder & Associates engineer Tim Tighe will also hold discussion with regard to a courthouse elevator feasibility study and panic button bids. City officials in the Guthrie County community of Jamaica have issued a boil order following electrical issues with water well switches on that city's water tower. The issue was expected to have been resolved sometime Monday or perhaps as soon as today, and the boil order should be lifted by Wednesday. In the meantime, residents of Jamaica were asked to boil water used for drinking, brushing teeth, making ice, and cooking, or you can always use bottled water for those same purposes. And officials of the city of Villisca yesterday ordered a boil water advisory for residents of that community until otherwise notified or until Thursday. The advisory was issued due to a pump failure. And again, residents should use boiled water for consumption, brushing teeth, making ice, or cooking, or bottled water. An argument over a phone call in Dexter last Saturday afternoon resulted in one person being taken into custody on an assault charge. The Adair County Sheriff's Office said yesterday 39-year-old Dylan Westfall of Dexter faces a charge of domestic abuse assault by use of a or display of a weapon. Authorities say the victim, a female, was transported to Mercy Hospital in Des Moines for treatment of injuries to her left arm and left ear after Westfall allegedly threw a phone at the woman that she had moments earlier thrown down and had bounced off the kitchen table, hitting Westfall in the chin. Westfall then allegedly threw a chair at the woman. Later, when the victim was picking up her belongings down from Westfall's property, he allegedly pointed a gun at her, and during his arrest, a .380 caliber handgun was removed from Westfall's waistband and taken into evidence. Westfall was booked into the Adair County Jail and later released on $2,000 bond. The Adair County Sheriff's Office reports also 41-year-old Virginia Jean Kesey of Des Moines was arrested August 22nd on an Adair County warrant for felony conspiracy to commit a non-forcible felony. Kesey was later released on her own recognizance, and 32-year-old Mayar Kofing Mayar of Sioux Falls, South Dakota, was arrested by a trooper with the Iowa State Patrol August 21st on Interstate 80 in Adair County. Mayar was charged with excessive speed, failure to have valid license, and OWI second offense. He was being held in the Adair County Jail on $2,000 bond. A substitute teacher has been accused of having sexual relationships with students at two Northwest Iowa high schools. Online court records show 32-year-old John Teitzort of rural Battle Creek is charged in Ida County with two counts of sexual exploitation by a school employee and three counts of lascivious conduct with a minor. The Iowa Department of Public Safety said in a news release that while working as a substitute teacher, Teitzort had repeated sexual contact with a high school student from Otebold Arthur and Battle Creek Ida Grove schools, and with a high school student from the Maple Valley Antonoto schools. Police in Glenwood issued a brief report on Monday morning, and in it, authorities said 36-year-old Aaron Fisher of Glenwood had been arrested Sunday on an assault charge. The Glenwood PD said also the two residents of their community reported separate incidents of burglary and theft in the second degree, but they didn't provide any other details. Page County Sheriff Lyle Palmer said yesterday that two men were arrested recently on separate charges. 22-year-old Rocky Runyon of Coyne was arrested Friday night on a Page County warrant for theft in the fifth degree. He was being held on $300 bond in the Page County jail while awaiting further court proceedings. Also arrested Friday night was 25-year-old Justin Powers of rural Yorktown. He was taken into custody in Brattyville on a Page County warrant for failure to appear at a pretrial conference on an original charge of harassment in the first degree. Powers was being held in the Page County jail on $10,000 bond. Iowa's health insurance regulator has approved premium rate increases for four companies ranging from 43% to 19%. Documents released Monday by Iowa Insurance Commissioner Nick Gerhart said more than 75,200 Iowans will pay more beginning January 1st. The biggest increase of 42.6% affects 22,000 customers of Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield. About 7,700 policyholders of Wellmark Health Plan of Iowa will see an increase of 37.8% if they joined after the Affordable Care Act was passed. Another group of 2,300 enrolled prior to the law will see a 42.6% increase. The commissioner also approved a 23% increase for 42,000 Aetna Health of Iowa policyholders, increases of 19% for Medica Insurance Company and 19.8% for Gunderson Health Plan were also approved. For cash-strapped life insurance companies, the deal sounds almost too good to be true. A state law allows them to create complex financial instruments to transfer liabilities to new subsidies, or subsidiaries, I should say, wiping huge obligations off their balance sheets. The so-called shadow insurance agreements have exploded over the last decade, but a growing number of critics, including economists and consumer advocates, say the practice threatens the solvency of insurers and puts policyholders and taxpayers at risk. These opaque instruments are emerging in places like Cedar Rapids, and which is the headquarters of Transamerica Life, a subsidiary of the Netherlands-based Aegon N.V. Joseph Belth is professor emeritus of insurance at Indiana State University. He calls the practice a shell game, and he's asked Iowa to release more documents related to companies that use it. State officials say the three private companies now managing care for 560,000 Medicaid patients in Iowa saved Iowa taxpayers $22 million in April, May, and June, but exactly how that savings came about is unclear. Liz Matney of the Iowa Department of Human Services said there are some pretty wide variances in how the companies report paid claims.
We're investigating as to whether or not that accurately represents the number of claims that they've reimbursed or whether or not we have a data reporting issue.
In the department's quarterly report on Medicaid spending, there's a top 10 list of why claims for prescription drugs were denied. UnitedHealthcare's number one reason was because of an error. The number two reason AmeriHealth hadn't paid those claims was because the claim has not been paid. Representative Lisa Heddens, a Democrat from Ames, says it makes no sense for the report to label a processed claim as clean if the doctor, hospital, or other health care provider hadn't been paid correctly or hadn't been paid at all.
I don't feel like I've got an accurate picture here in a number of areas in the report.
Representative Mary Masher, a Democrat from Iowa City, said she's getting nothing but complaints from constituents.
What I wish is that one day someone would come to the mic and say, I love the new system. It's working for me, and this is the best thing that ever happened to the state of Iowa. I have heard that from no one.
Kim Foltz is CEO of UnitedHealthcare Community Plan of Iowa. It's one of three managed care companies for Iowa Medicaid patients.
We're serving approximately 190,000 members today, and we actually do have a very large number of positive stories.
And Cynthia McDonald is president of the Amerigroup Plan for Iowa Medicaid patients.
The depth of the kinds of work and process that we do as managed care organizations is profound.
Cheryl Harding is Iowa market president for AmeriHealth.
We have lots of really heartwarming stories, and I wish those were the people that came to these meetings to talk to you, but they aren't. So.
Last week, Republican Governor Terry Branstad said the companies are preventing significant fraud, waste, and abuse. State officials told legislators yesterday that there are now four software systems in place to track fraud, and data will be available later on how much fraud's being caught. The state of Iowa spent more than $332 million on the Medicaid program during April, May, and June. Now, the three companies were fined $4,400 for errors found in claim information submitted in June. Senator David Johnson of Wichita said the Branstad administration made a unilateral decision not to fine the three companies for failing to meet performance standards in April and May. Republican Representative Dave Heaton of Mount Pleasant said there have been a few hiccups for Medicaid patients and health care providers since April 1st, but he said the time for partisanship is over. Heaton is co-chair of the legislature's Health Policy Oversight Committee. Two dozen Medicaid patients and Iowa health care providers with complaints about the new system spoke out during a two-hour public hearing Monday morning at the State House in Des Moines. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.